This podcast brought to you by Atlantic Paper Business Supplies to make your life easier. Learn more at AtlanticPaper.com.
Your station for talk and business.
AM 790.
This is Positive Business on AM 790 with your hosts, Patricia Raskin and Mary Ann Snow. Call 401-437-5000 or toll free 1-888-345-0790. Now, Patricia Raskin and Mary Ann Snow and Positive Business on AM 790.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin with my wonderful co-host,
Mary Ann Snow
of Sophia Think Technology. Sophia Think Consulting.
Yes.
I happen to
consult with technology.
See, that's why I did that.
Yeah.
And today we are talking about, well, in a way we are talking about technology. We're talking about printing. Our guests today in the studio are Karen Fraelli and Valerie Chenu. They are owners of Minuteman Press, Providence, Warwick. They specialize in business communications printing, document management technology, and consumer print production. Welcome, Karen, and welcome, Valerie.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks for having us.
Okay.
And, Patricia, I would say that we may be talking about the business that Karen and Valerie own. They happen to own a printing franchise, but really we were having a lot of conversation with them before. It's about customer service. It's about delivering great local advice to their clients, and we're going to get into a lot more, I think.
Absolutely. So let's first talk about Minuteman Press as a franchise. And you've been in business how long?
We've been in business 13 years.
All right. And with your franchise, Minuteman Press franchise. Providence, Warwick. So let's talk about how did you select your franchise?
When we looked to get into business together, we knew we wanted to own a business, didn't know what we wanted to own, what type of business we wanted to own. So we looked at a list of franchises and basically crossed off things we didn't want to do, things we both weren't interested in, just overall what we just didn't feel comfortable doing. And we ended up going to a franchise show 13 years ago, and Minuteman Press was there. And we started speaking with them, and after we spoke with them, we said, you know, printing wasn't something that we crossed off our list, so let's look further into this. And we just took it from there. We met with the Minuteman Press franchise, or we spoke to other franchise owners.
Why did you choose a franchise? Why franchise business?
We wanted something. We both, you know, have different backgrounds, but we wanted something where a business would have basically an operation system already in place, that we didn't have to reinvent the wheel, that we could just walk in and bring our own flavor to it, but something that was already in place.
So franchises obviously offer a lot of advantage because you've got things like infrastructure, you know, basic business processes in place. You don't have to build everything from the ground up. But it does have, the business that you chose has a lot of customer service opportunities. It's a very one-on-one sort of close with your client business. So did you know it was going to be that sort of one-on-one when you first got involved?
I don't think we actually knew that initially.
We really didn't know anything about printing when we got involved 13 years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. The furthest I thought where the stationery came from was, you know, the cabinet that I used to reach for it from. Never realized how that ink got on that paper, you know, but it was a very interesting industry. So
when you've got a really strong franchise and the franchise brand is available and it's affordable and it really kind of gives you a turnkey operation. I mean, you have to build the business, the actual physical plant, and you have to, but you've got a lot of support from the people that you're buying that franchise from.
Absolutely.
If it's a good franchise, right?
Absolutely.
Correct. Which brings the question, Valerie, what are the benefits and the challenges of having a franchise?
Well, the benefits, it's interesting because the benefits for us in this particular franchise that we found is that there is the structure behind the name Minuteman Press, and they are doing the research on the latest technology for us, and they advise us what's going on within the industry. However, it's up to us as the actual business owners to decide what's best for us.
So you have centralized expertise that's available.
Exactly.
You've got kind of a proven track record. You've got a national presence. You've got all of the benefits of a large corporation, but you've got a community business.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we basically decide what we want, what products and services we want to put in our individual store.
So what are the challenges?
Kind of goes back to that same benefit of products and services that are available as a franchise, but since we are all individually owned, not all of the Minuteman Press locations have the same services. Mm-hmm. So someone may walk into a Minuteman Press and not get the service or product that they're looking for and automatically assume that no other Minuteman Press can help them out, where that's not exactly the case.
So you're in Providence, you're in Warwick, and you've been around for 13 years, and the last 5 years have not been, you know, the easiest years to have your own business. Mm-hmm. So you were telling us just before the show started some of the ways that you've differentiated yourself. So, Valerie, you want to jump in and you want to talk about...
Yeah, what are the keys to your success, basically?
Well, customer service is a big thing. I mean, if you can't provide great customer service, people will go elsewhere to find what they're looking for. But we're very fortunate that we've had a staff that's been with us since day one, and they are amazing.
That says something.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, that really says something when a staff stays with you that long. Yeah.
And Patricia, we have to give a shout out. Apparently, Kelly, Jameson, Keith, and Ken are working in the Providence store today, and Sue and Ann in Warwick. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I hope you're listening.
So they're a key part of that.
We're saying great things about you, so listen.
Yeah. I want to hear about this story about you save somebody's butt. You're going to make them look pretty good at a last minute.
We are. We got a phone call last night about 5 o'clock from someone who has a presentation in Boston next Tuesday, and they had ordered some products for that presentation, and their printer had made some errors and could not reproduce the product in time for next week. So he called us, and we are going to be happy to help him out and look great for his clients. Mm.
So it's all about the customer service.
We'll
then
go
again.
Above and beyond.
Yeah, and that was the next question about your philosophy. And you know, you're co-owners, so that's, you know, you're partners.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always say that, you know, people in business who are partners, they're married in business. So how do you work that? I mean, how do you work it? How does it work well for you?
Well, you know, Karen, I mentioned at the beginning that, you know, you have to have a great work ethic. Mm. And the two of us, we found, have that same work ethic.
Same philosophy.
Absolutely. Same philosophy about what's important. And not only that, but we have a mutual respect for each other that what we do on a daily basis is have conversations about our business and what's best. And we tend to have the same kind of outlook of what the future is supposed to look like and where we are now. And we just really communicate very well.
Yeah, we actually meet, set aside time to actually have meetings, business meetings about, you know, our goals and where they're taking us and modify them as we need to.
Yeah, and the thing I really want to ask is with the boom of technology, and Marianne is a pro on this, but in terms of social media and what we're doing on the internet, how has that affected the printing business? And because I know it has in some ways, what are you doing? What are the other added benefits you're bringing in that complement really the boom of social media and technology and the internet?
Right. Well, the internet obviously has been a competitor of ours. Mm-hmm. What we found is initially when folks were shopping on the internet and they were shopping for price alone, and that's great, they can get a great price. However, they don't have somebody to talk to about what their projects are and really personalize what they're looking for, get them the product that they absolutely need. On the other hand, we have to work with the internet and social media. And one of the things that we do is we help folks link their printed materials to social media. Mm-hmm. One of the things we do is we help create QR codes, the quick response codes, that will print on products.
Are you printing less brochures because people are doing them more online, or are you printing as many?
Actually, it's changed. We used to, in the industry, it used to be more cost beneficial for people to order large volume of things,
right,
to get the price per piece down. Now it's more or less they're ordering less because that's all they need right now, mm-hmm, but they're ordering more often. So they don't have the waste of keeping it on their shelves, yeah, but they're still
so
getting
just in time.
That's exactly what I do. Do
just
you do that too, Mary?
Of course.
Exactly what I do.
We kind of call it
print on demand.
Printing.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly what
printing,
I do.
Correct.
Exactly. Yeah. Because my brochure is also online.
Yeah.
So I will send that out,
sure,
but then I want to hand it to people as well.
Yeah, right. And I do it that way just because I want the flexibility. I don't want to have to be tied to a particular design, or if I do a new workshop or I offer a new service or I'm making some sort of changes, mm-hmm, then I want that flexibility to come back and
right,
basically say...
Right.
And the setup fees are much different now because the technology is much
right,
different.
Sure.
So
sure,
we're not talking about typesetting the way we used to
That's
talk
right,
about
not at
it.
All.
And I remember
so,
that.
Right.
I remember that when I would make a change and you'd have to do the whole typesetting thing
yeah,
again. And it was very costly.
Yeah.
Where now it's there. You just have
thumb dry.
Yeah,
some edits.
Exactly.
Sure.
And
so,
what's interesting
yeah,
is that, you know, brochures, newsletters, we went through a period where we used to print a tremendous amount of newsletters, and then folks went to, well, I'll just email it. Well, now it's gone to, there's too many being emailed.
Right.
We're going back to printing
right,
because it's drawing
very
more attention.
It's a lot easier for people to hit the delete button when they get it through email than it is for them to actually throw away something that they have in their hand. So it kind of complements.
Well,
right,
then I think there's room for both.
Right, absolutely.
Because you have direct mail, but you have the other
sure,
stuff.
Sure.
So.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are interviewing today from Minuteman Press Providence, Warwick, the owners, Karen Fraeli and Valerie Chenoux. And they specialize in business communications printing and document management technology and consumer production. And we're talking about business and partnership and franchises and how it's changed. And if you'd like to call us after the break, we're at 437-5000. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin with my great co-host,
Mary Ann Snow.
Yes, we will be right back right here on AM 790. Stay tuned. Positive Business, and I'm Patricia Raskin with my terrific co-host, Mary Ann Snow from SofiThinkConsulting.com. And in the studio we have today the co-owners of Minuteman Press, Providence, Warwick. They are Karen Fraeli and Valerie Chenoux. And we're talking about their business success, the services they offer, franchises, their philosophy, success in business.
Customers, if you have any, right? Customer relationships.
Absolutely. And if you have any questions, if you're a small business or in a larger business and you have any questions about whether it's printing or it's document management technology.
Or owning a franchise.
Right, give us a call at 437-5000. Welcome back, Karen and Valerie.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know, you've been in business 13 years. Mm-hmm. What do you attribute to the success? I mean, the printing industry has changed a lot.
Sure.
And I'm sure there are businesses that, you know, haven't run the course because of that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the secret here?
I think within our business itself is that we've changed with the needs of our customers. We've stayed up to date with the technology in our industry. 13 years ago, you know, we put ink on paper. We still do the same thing, but a lot of it's done in different technology.
What are you doing now that you did? What are you doing now that you didn't do then? How is it?
A lot more digital. A lot more digital machines as opposed to offset printing. We still have a
tremendous. So you had to purchase more digital machines.
Yes. Yes. And just continually upgrade that.
Interesting.
You know, the digital printing is really what we talked about a little bit earlier, was the on-demand.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to call us or come in or email us a file, you can come in 15 minutes later and it's done, versus 13 years ago, you might wait 3 or 4 days to make sure that
proofs going back and forth.
Right, exactly.
And all of that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And that means you got to go pick it up and take a look at it. And now all of a sudden it's like desktop to desktop. And
exactly. It's really changed quite a bit.
So there's a lot of efficiency there.
Tremendous.
Yes.
What about helping people with PowerPoint presentations? Do you do those kinds of things?
We do. Whether it's instructing them on how to set them up or in printing them out in certain ways that they're going to go in front of an audience to present, whether it's poster size or handout size.
Well.
Yeah, we have a full service graphics department that helps out. Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah.
So, a question for you, because you know, if somebody, when somebody puts something on, you know, they commit to doing a print job, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going through that process. There are a lot of online options, but
sure.
Why does a local business want to come to see you? Why do they want to take that time and walk in your store instead of just ordering it online?
One of the things I think that we pride ourselves on is we take the time to really learn about that customer, figure out what they're actually trying to do long term, consult with them right from the beginning so that it all works as far as timing, the actual product that they're looking for, and any paper issues or mailing that has to get done is all addressed before the project begins. It's a consultation that really will save the customer in the end versus just ordering something online and maybe it's not exactly what they needed to do.
That's what I was saying. It was one of the favorite parts of my job is sitting and meeting with somebody who has no idea what they want and being able to offer the different suggestions. And
right.
It's just
so
that
this is consulting. This
yes.
isn't just, you know,
absolutely.
I want to come in and make me 50 copies.
Exactly.
I mean, you have some
we have
of that.
That. Right.
Absolutely.
But
sure.
But you have long-term clients that you work with on a regular basis.
Yes.
Yeah, Karen, you were talking about everything from helping people choose paperweight and
sure.
helping people really kind of evaluate their needs so that you're going to give them exactly what they want versus, okay, trying to sell them more than they need or just being an order taker. Doesn't sound like
exactly.
you two are order takers.
Not order takers.
And we do. We'd like to, you know, to be honest with our customers and have them be honest with us. What is your budget for this? And that way it really helps us offer suggestions to stay within that budget and help them grow as they grow. You know, we'll grow along with them. So.
And customer service is everything because they're coming
Absolutely.
To you because of who you both are.
Correct.
I mean,
although
Minuteman Press is a great name,
mm-hmm.
they're coming to you because of who you are. What is your suggestion for people looking at franchise businesses? What is your advice?
I would say do the research, tremendous research. Look at not only the industry you're looking in, but also the competitors, you know, that actual franchise, but any other competing
you mean,
businesses.
So, for example, what you're saying is if you're looking at, let's say, Minuteman Press,
mm-hmm.
look at the other printing companies that are franchises as well.
Correct. And just compare the differences, you know, see the growth maybe in the franchise mm-hmm. or not only for printing, just in anything, I think, just basically the history of that franchise. You know, how many are they in a growing mode? Are they, you know, losing franchisees? I think that's important to see what the history of the franchise is, and also speak to other owners, not necessarily just in the immediate area, but outside the area as well, to see how the company-wide franchise works.
What do you think Minuteman Press has done to help you grow as a franchise?
Help our business grow? Well, it goes back to they are really the key players in finding out what's going on within the industry, the ever-changing technology.
So they keep you up to date.
Absolutely.
So they're doing a lot of the research.
They're doing the research.
They've got that expertise, and they've also got that sort of centralized shared service model.
Absolutely.
So.
Sure.
And we're able to call, and if we come across a product or a piece of equipment that, you know, we're curious about, we're able to call them and see if they know anything about it, if any other Minuteman Presses are using that. If there's any feedback, positive or negative, that we can help in making any judgments to what we want to do within our business.
And even speaking with other franchise owners, you know, we're one big group, you know, that we actually consult with each other about some different things. If we know a particular store has an item that we might be wanting to get into, we just call them. It's great.
So it's a network. It's a community.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So when you're talking about franchises, here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing the fact that you want to educate yourself, that you want a franchise that is got some momentum and mm-hmm. also has some life to it. And you're also, I'm hearing you got a lot of support. I'm
yes.
hearing that you can also reach out to networks of other franchise
right.
owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So there's a lot of benefits to that.
Yeah. One of the things, too, I may suggest also is, do you want to walk into a franchise that tells you exactly what to do, where to put things, you know, those type of things, which some people do want. They don't want to make any of those type of decisions themselves, or look at other franchisors that maybe give you the opportunity to do what you want. They give you the guidelines, but you basically can can do what you want and make it more individual. I think that's important, too, when picking a franchise, and I think it depends on what industry it is.
Right, right, right. So something like a McDonald's franchise where there's a pretty big rule book.
Right.
As opposed to something that gives you a little more entrepreneurial latitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think it just depends on what the individual is looking for.
What about being a woman in business? I mean, we have so many women in business, but what are the lessons you've learned or in business?
Well, it's funny. You get a lot of questions about what's it like being a woman in business. And I don't think of myself as a woman in business. I think of myself as being in business.
Business owner.
I run my business as hopefully any other business person would do so, if not better. Just happens that I'm a woman.
Right.
Every day I learn lessons, or we learn lessons every day. They're all great lessons. I don't know which one would be better than another.
What advice would you offer to somebody who's starting out? You know, I mean, you've spent 13 years in a hospital, in a hospitality business, and in a business that's very customer service oriented, but also has a lot of technology involved. And what have you learned? You know, what are somebody new came up to you and said, "Oh my God, I'm brand new," what advice would you give them?
Be strong.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work, whether it's a franchise or whatever the business is.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. And
diligence.
Don't be afraid don't be afraid to get your hands dirty, because you will.
Whatever the business
whatever it takes.
All right. We just want to let folks know that you have a special offer for our listeners. So if people come in to Pinnitman Press in Providence and Warwick, and they say they heard it right here on Positive Business, whatever they need, there will be a special offer. Just say Positive Business, Patricia Raskin or Marianne Snow, and we will have a special offer for them.
Correct. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So
thanks for having us.
Yeah, Karen Fraeli and Valerie Chenoux, owners of Minuteman Press in Providence and Warwick. And the number?
Well, in Providence, it's 401-351-0500. And in Warwick, it's 401-732-7848.
We really appreciate you being on the program. And
it's a pleasure, ladies.
It is. And it's nice to see the success and also the joy. You really both love what you do.
We do.
All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome so much. And coming up next in the studio is Julie Siegel, co-founder of Sexy Period. After 2 years of product development, during which founders designed and patented undies that are leak-resistant and breathable, they launched a 500-pair preview sale in January of 2011, which was shown in Style Week. And she's going to discuss the creation of her company and success. You're listening to Positive Business. I'm Patricia Raskin with Marianne Snow. Stay tuned on AM 790. We'll be right back.